Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, sending refugees home.
The camps are now completely overcrowded. They are built for far less numbers, and the international community has never moved to address this.
More than 600,000 people, and that's a conservative estimate, live in refugee camps in Kenya. They've fled war and persecution, hunger and disease in Somalia, South Sudan and Ethiopia. The refugee camp was not their first choice, it was their last. The decision to leave home will have been put off again and again. Maybe the rains will come, maybe the violence will stop, maybe we won't have to leave the home where our children were born, the home where our parents are buried.
And how long does the water run for each day at this time?
Certainly there could be a humanitarian catastrophe if these people are not getting enough water.
No one wants to live in a refugee camp. If it was safe to return home, the vast majority would choose to do so. But it's election season in Kenya, and as in so many nations, refugees have become an easy target. The government claims the camps, particularly the largest, Dadaab, must be closed, in their words, for reasons of pressing national security.
Refugee camps have become centres of poaching, human trafficking, proliferation of small or illicit weapons, which compromises Kenya's international security rating.
They argue that the camps have become breeding grounds for terrorists, namely Al-Shabaab, the militant Somali group that has carried out a string of terror attacks in Kenya, from a massacre of more than 150 students at a northern university to the attack on the Westgate Mall in Nairobi in 2013.
The Lamu attack were planned and deployed from the Dadaab refugee complex.
It doesn't matter that it's not true, that hundreds of thousands of Somalis have fled their homeland because of Al-Shabaab, that there is no evidence that any attack has been plotted in a refugee camp or even carried out by people who lived or hid in a refugee camp. The lie is believable in a nation where Somalis have long been viewed with suspicion.
It is us who have been hosts to hundreds of thousands of refugees in our country, yeah? Bearing that burden.
This is not the first time the Kenyan government has threatened to close down the camps, but that doesn't mean they won't follow through with it now. Something has changed since the last threat, and that something is Europe's own refugee crisis. Western governments have, in the past, persuaded Kenya to back down. They've reminded them of their international responsibilities. European governments are now a little less vocal. How can they demand that Kenya sticks to the Geneva Convention on Refugees if they are trying to wriggle out of it themselves? If Europe is unable or unwilling to cope with an influx of refugees, should the Western world be surprised if poorer nations decide that they too don't want to pull their weight?
We will arrive to Europe with peace. We're not coming for war. We run away from war.
Most of the world's refugees never make it to the West. Camps are set up in poorer nations like Kenya, Jordan, Lebanon, Tanzania. What if those nations decide that they too don't want to meet their international responsibilities? As the situation in Kenya shows, the world's refugee crisis is becoming harder and harder to deal with. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.